This is an interview with Noel Smith on Tuesday, 10th of March 2015. The interview is for the Canterbury History Foundation, funded by the 2014 Canterbury Community History Award. The interviewer is Kim Newth. The interview is being recorded at 72 Cox Street, Merivale, Christchurch. The interviewer will also be taking shorthand notes during this interview. This is file number F001. So, Noel, I just wanted to check your service number to start with.
Yes, C5472.
C5472.
Okay. C for Canterbury.
Right. And so, full name and date of birth.
Yep, Francis Noel Smith, 2/3/22.
Right. And is there anything associated with those names, your family names, or?
No, the reason why I'm called Noel instead of Francis is because my father was called Francis too, so it caused a bit of confusion.
Right. And so where were you born, Noel?
Christchurch.
Christchurch, okay. And did you grow up in Christchurch too?
Yes.
Yeah. So what schools did you attend?
Yes, Phillipstown Primary School.
Right. And did you go to the same school as Jim then?
No, Jim was over a bit. He was more Spraydon or down.
Right, okay. Way. Yep. So and Phillipstown then, School, yes.
Yeah, then Christchurch Tech or College.
Mm-hmm. Is that what became Hagley?
No.
No, it was something else. No.
I think it still exists in some respect. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure. Mm-hmm. But it was the main sort of after primary school at the time.
Right. And so what age were you when you left Phillipstown and went to Christchurch Tech?
13.
13, okay. Yeah. And were you at Christchurch Tech for long? Or?
Not for long, no. About 12 months, and then I was offered a job.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, getting a job was pretty important.
Mm. And what about brothers and sisters? Did you...
Yes, I had two brothers,
mm-hmm.
and both deceased.
What were their names?
As Alan, John.
With two L's, A-N, or?
Yes.
John. Mm-hmm.
And John, and ticks a bit slowly.
That's all right. can always come back to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And were they older than you? Or?
No, I was the oldest.
Right, yeah. Did you have any sisters at all?
No.
Okay. And so did your brothers also serve in the war, or were they too young?
One was too young, and the one next to me, he served in the Merchant Navy Coastal Services.
Okay. Was that Alan or the other one?
Alan.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Trevor. Okay. Trevor is the other one.
Trevor, okay. Yeah. And so you were saying when you left school you didn't really feel like you had any choice but to take on a job. Is that just because the times were just so difficult?
Yeah, it was getting towards the end of the depression year sort of thing. And a job as message boy for Ashby Bergen Company Limited was pretty attractive.
For
Ashby Berg and Company Limited.
Is that B?
B-E-R-G-H.
B-E-R-G-H, okay. Now I was going to ask too, so your father's name was Francis, did he have a...
Francis William.
Francis William, okay. So where and when was he born?
In the Cargill. Yes, in the Cargill.
Mm-hmm. And what about your mother's? Where was she from?
Not too sure, but I'd imagine it would be in the Cargill too.
Right. And what was her name?
Mabel.
Mabel. And her maiden name?
No.
Can remember? No. Okay. And do you know how they met at all? Or?
No.
No. Yeah. And was your father from, what did his parents do? Were they...
Yeah, no,
not sure.
Not
yeah,
too sure,
yeah.
No, no,
So did your father serve in the First World War?
Yes.
Right. In what type of service?
In an ordinary soldier. Yeah.
So did he ever talk about his experiences in the First World War?
Not really. Mm. In his sort of time, they didn't talk too much about it.
So he was he injured at all, or?
No.
And you, did you lose any other family members at all on that war, or?
No.
So after the First World War, what was his occupation?
Yes, he had, we had his own business, a hardware store in Lynnwood, Christchurch. And that went out of business. Woolworths came on the scene, which fixed a lot of small businesses with their pricing and that sort of thing. And then he got a job as a hardware manager for Christchurch Company.
Right, okay. And I wonder with the, you know, so in your work as a messenger boy, what was that like, and, you know, were you covering a particular area of the city?
Actually at that time, hardware stores would deliver, you know, if somebody came into the store this morning and wanted a lawnmower and they wanted it this afternoon, they would deliver it.
Right.
And this is where I came into the picture, I guess. Remember once I was delivering a handmower on my own bike and I had it balanced on the label on the handlebars, and I got up down Manchester Street and somebody cut in front of me. The lawnmower went that way and I went that way. After that they bought me a message bike with a carrier on the front.
Right. Oh dear. That sounds like hard work delivering a lawnmower on a bicycle.
Well, yeah. This lady particularly wanted it that afternoon, and I've got this thing balanced on. But still, yeah, those the things you did.
Mm. And was the company, did they specialise in outdoor?
Oh, no,
gardening?
General hardware.
General hardware, yeah. Right, yeah. And so, that must have been, so how old were you at that stage? You must have been 14 or something,
yes,
were you?
Yes,
14,
yeah.
So that would have been 1936 or so. Yeah,
that's right, yep.
Yeah, so you would have been doing that for a few years.
Yes. Yes. I was still in that job when the war broke out.
Right, yeah. So I wonder, through the 1930s, was it obvious to you that war was coming, you know? Were people talking about it and aware of it?
Yeah. Yes, I think so, but at my age it didn't really influence you to a great degree. You know, you knew what was going on, but you were looking
seen
forward,
far away
you were
too.
Looking forward to being called up and go on a trip overseas.
Oh dear. They had no idea. So I guess just getting into the war years, actually, is that noise from the toilet okay? I'm just wondering. I can hear some dripping going on.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Actually, just hang on a minute, because we just might pause a minute and...